In this last week of Advent, the first gift of love we considered was the coming of Christ as a baby. Fast forward 33 years, and again, Jesus, now a man, is at the center of the greatest expression of God's love for you and me. The blood sacrifice of Jesus through his crucifixion paid the penalty and atoned for our sins once and for all. It may seem odd to speak of the cross at Christmas, but Christians know the cradle and the cross are completely interwoven in the fabric of redemptive history. And God didn't stop there. He gave us the most precious gift of all when he raised Jesus, body and spirit, from the grave to complete the process by which we must be saved. Consider the Apostle Paul's words to the new church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15. But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. We know Christ defeated death as his resurrection was witnessed personally by hundreds of people. We believe today because of the Word of God that bears their testimonies. And if we have received so great a gift of love and life, we demonstrate our love by obeying Jesus' command to love one another. And that begins by sharing this good news. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.